In a very short time, we've been forced to reevaluate our values. Values related to employment, family, and home. As we come out of two history-making pandemic years, connecting with others is more important than ever. But it's safe to say that the way we can and want to connect has changed. We are not-for-profit professionals supporting adults to live, work, and grow in a rapidly changing world. Connection means that we need to work together to build and put into practice whole and multifaceted plans for our clients so that they can reach their own personal successes. For some of us, life is returning to pre-pandemic norms, where we work out of an office on a set schedule. Others may have no office to return to and may spend working hours on a couch or kitchen table in their own home. And some may be straddling schedules where they sometimes go to the office and sometimes work in their own personal space. These experiences are the same for our clients who are navigating a world that is still deciding what work-life will look like. How can we support them while adapting ourselves? Whoever and wherever you are, if you support adults in learning and life, the Getting Connected podcast may be for you. Join us as we talk through relevant topics that support you to do your best work. Grab a coffee, give us just a few minutes of your workday, and let's connect. Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley Hoth-Murray, and this is the Getting Connected podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, the inquisitive Gay Douglas. How's your day so far, Gay?
So far, so good, Ashley. And yes, I'm full of questions today with our guest.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a good show because today's topic, it came out of a recent discussion at our LSP table. LSP is our literacy service planning table, and these are groups of adult literacy services who meet regularly to discuss emerging issues related to service coordination. And they're usually supported by a regional learning network like Literacy Link Niagara, which of course is who Gay and I work for. So at the last literacy service planning meeting, there was discussion about Better Jobs Ontario, or BJO, as well as some other employment services queries. And our guest today, she piped up, she's an LSP member, and offered her expertise at future meetings, since she also serves clients looking for employment services. Literacy and employment have worked side by side for several years under Employment Ontario and even before that, but there seems to be a growing number of providers who are merging the two services. Staff are wearing both literacy and employment hats, and clients are meeting with one person instead of being referred between niches. Today, we're going to talk about what this may look like in a community-based agency.
Thanks, Ash. So it is my privilege to be able to introduce you to Kaylee Corby. Kaylee is the manager of training and workforce development at PC Works. PC Works is the employment division at Port Cares, located in the beautiful town of Port Colborne. She is responsible for LBS as well as job development, as explained by Ashley, through the employment services. So she wears those two hats. And as a result, there's a real commitment to high quality learning that leads directly to employment and the pathway to employment. She works very closely with learners and job seekers, helping them connect with local jobs and employers in the area. And I know it's always a challenge in a small community like Port Colborne, where there are limited numbers of employers and jobs. So that's a challenging position when you have a lot of people looking for work. So once again, my pleasure to introduce Kaylee. How are you doing today, Kaylee?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm super. It's a little bit sunny here. I think some clouds are rolling in. I'm in Niagara Falls, but hopefully the day will brighten up as we go along. So I'm going to be asking you our first question, Kaylee.
Okay.
It is, from your perspective, just to sort of reflect again on your background, you began with Port Cares in PC Works as a frontline counselor. So that's helpful, I imagine, in getting your feet wet into the real issues confronting learners and clients. So what do you think are the benefits of being able to support your clients, both with literacy upgrading and employment services, from your perspective?
Yeah, so we here at PC Works, we talk about it all the time, how lucky we are that we have both programs in the building. It really gives us that opportunity to provide a full circle of support, which we talk about a lot here. So it just gives us that opportunity to give an all-around service, and we can really assist our learners and our job seekers in ways that sometimes they don't even know that they needed. So sometimes it is really reaching out to them and digging deep to see what their goal path is. And sometimes they're scared or apprehensive to start job searching immediately. So we can say, you know what, that's okay. We have an amazing program called LBS. Why don't you work on your computer skills, or maybe upgrade some of your academic skills, build that confidence, do some self-exploration, learn your learning styles, and learn some workplace literacy before we jump in to your job search. So we have a pretty big team of employment counselors, and then we have an academic instructor here, and we also have a digital instructor. So people have lots of opportunities to learn, and then they can focus on their job search, which is so nice, because a lot of our job seekers have been out of the workforce for quite some time. So things have changed, especially since COVID. There's a lot more work from home positions. There's a lot more tech heavy positions. And some people just don't have those computer skills, and they don't have the time to maybe go to Niagara College and sit in a 1-year office admin course, but they do want to upgrade their Excel. They want to upgrade their Word, their PowerPoint skills, and we can do that all in the same building. And then when they're done with that, we can help them find a job.
That's brilliant. I had never thought about LBS as a natural segue to employment. And I guess when you can literally walk the person down the hall when they're ready and taking it at their pace and walk them down the hall to meet their employment person, It becomes more of a team approach, I imagine.
Yeah. And our employment counselors and our literacy instructors work closely together. And it's always, my office is kind of in the middle. So it's always nice watching them kind of walk people back and forth and hearing those conversations. And like, just as an example, we just had a learner that started with me when I was an employment counselor. And when I moved into my management role, I of course had passed her to another employment counselor. She worked closely with LBS to gain some confidence in her computer skills. And now she's going through Better Jobs Ontario and is taking an accounting course and will then be working with her in-laws. So I think that's such an important step. And I think we played such a big role in that. And that just is amazing to see when people come in with no confidence. I could never take an accounting course. Well, you absolutely can. Let's work on some Excel. And it's a beautiful transition.
You know, these success stories really tell the stories, don't they? I don't think we often tell the real life success stories of our LBS and employment clients, especially when they can do this in the neighborhood. And maybe for people who may be listening in other parts of the province, I think the population of Port Colborne is about 18,000, Kaylee.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's not a large community, but Port Cares offers such a broad range of a variety of services. It's really one of the strengths of your organization.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't even know about it. So we're trying really hard to get our name out there and all the amazing services that we offer here at Port Cares. But I do think that really helps us stand out as an employment services agency, as well as an LBS agency, that we can kind of have that team building experience with the job seekers.
Yeah. Over the years, we've referred to Port Cares as one-stop shop. And I think that when I was doing assessment for Ontario Works clients several years ago, the biggest hurdle was getting the client to leave the assessment room and make the call or enter the literacy program. That's where you would lose clients. And of course, one of the benefits for you would be, well, you don't lose a client because you're literally introducing them to their next step in the same building. So such a unique, unique type of service.
Absolutely. And I think that is something that as an employment counselor, so much I didn't see, but now in a management position, I do see the nerves on the job seeker's face when maybe, again, they aren't ready for that job search, but one of our employment counselors will say, well, what about upgrading your computer skills? Or do you want to see our academic classroom? And you can kind of watch them be scared and think, no, I had a bad experience with school. I don't want to go back to school. But then watching them say, well, let's go meet our literacy advisor. Let's go over here. And watching them walk through the building, it's not a scary place. We've got really nice classrooms. They're small. We offer one-on-one or group, whatever they prefer. But I think just getting to meet them and then it not being, okay, now you're going to receive another phone call.
Yes.
And then have to go to another building that you've never been to and then start your learning process. I think you're right. It is such a beautiful thing that they can just walk on over, see a smiling face. No, it's not scary. It's not a classroom full of 30 people and that they can do it.
Yeah. Very cool. It's a good segue into my next question because we've talked a lot about employment, people with employment goals, but you actually just said academic classroom. So what happens if you have a client who doesn't have an employment goal? That's not where they want to end up as their kind of next step. How does the service differ at that point?
Yeah. So we would still offer that same one-on-one service and help identify what their goal is. So are they looking for computer skills? Are they looking just to gain some independence? It would just depend what they're looking for. We would help them just really do some self-exploration. Another thing we also do is we have an amazing client services team here at Port Cares. So we always like to make sure that their basic needs are being met as well. That of course is so important. They can't focus on their learning if something as basic as housing or food shortage is at play. So once we've identified their current goals, we talk about helping people find their why. So why is now the time? And we like to keep bringing them back to that. So if they start to lose motivation, we can say, hey, remember your why was to learn how to use your laptop so you can email your grandkids and you can connect with your family overseas. It just kind of helps keep them motivated, remind them of why they came to us in the first place.
I love that. Oh my gosh. That I was like, that's a whole podcast there. What is my why? Maybe I need to reflect on that some days. Like you could do it. That's a whole concept. That is wonderful.
And we also here, I think if employment isn't their goal, I would say usually their main goal is independence. And we do help a lot of the elderly community who just, like we said, they want to connect with their family over their computer or even something as we have some that just want to learn how to check their PC points and get their shopper's points. So things that we might take for granted, some people just need that extra help with or almost creating that quality of life for them. It's a place they can come, learn. Some people are lifelong learners and they want that extra attention, that extra care. So I love that we can help bring that to them. Go ahead.
No worries. You meet the clients where they are. That's what I was going to say. You take into account where they want to go and where they're starting from.
And sometimes they kind of lead themselves into employment. So I've seen people come in not even being able to do 2+2. And by the end, they are thinking, okay, maybe I could do that cashier position now because I have confidence in my counting. We have amazing customer service workshops that kind of let people build that confidence. And then they leave thinking, oh, okay, I could do that. And it just opens their eyes to things that they thought they couldn't do.
Very cool. So now I'm going to ask a really big question. Mm-hmm. What is Better Jobs Ontario? This is the term that's kind of floating around. Employment Ontario right now, the new program, Better Jobs Ontario, and how does literacy upgrading play into it?
Yeah, so Better Jobs Ontario is an amazing program. You may have heard Second Career. That is what it was formerly called. Now they have changed it to Better Jobs Ontario. So it's a program aimed at getting people back to work quickly by upgrading their skills. So people can apply. They can get up to $28,000 for training, and that would include all of their books, their tuition, up to $500 a week in living allowance, and even some transportation. And with the renaming, they really opened up the what you needed to qualify. So now if you've been laid off, which was big right after COVID, or if you haven't been working for 6 months and you come from low income households, you qualify for Better Jobs Ontario, which is amazing. It's such a great program. They can take anything from, say, an AZ driver to be a truck driver, all the way up to the accounting courses that I mentioned. The only stipulations would be it has to be under a one-year program.
So if it's under 1 year, where do we put literacy into Better Jobs?
Yeah, so for literacy here, a lot of people have been out of training for a long time. So they're scared, they don't have the confidence, they aren't sure if they even have the skills needed for the program. That's where we come in. We upgrade their computer skills, we upgrade their math. Sometimes they need a chemistry upgrade or a biology upgrade if they want to do maybe a medical terminology course. We can assist with that. And even if they want to, say, move on to a 2 or 3 year program, at least then their first year is completely covered. And they, again, have the confidence and they know that they're going to succeed in that program.
And when you say 1 year, you're talking, I mean, typically we're talking about an 8 month program at college.
It can be up to 52 weeks.
So how does the 4 months of literacy upgrading, is that covered in some way or not?
So our services here are completely free. So that wouldn't end up being a part of their training. We would usually do that and have them ready before they apply. And a lot of the private career colleges around here actually have continuous admissions, which is really nice. It's not always just that September and January start like we're used to thinking when it comes to back to school.
Cool. So lots of ways for clients to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that we are really lucky too, where there's a brand new one in Fort Erie and they start courses, I believe, almost every 8 weeks. So whether they're looking for a PSW course, an accounting course, medical terminology, I think there's even some computer coding courses in there. They can decide. And it's really nice with that 8 weeks, because 8 weeks is enough for us usually to get the application done and get them where they feel they're ready to start back to school.
You know, I'm seeing a theme in this conversation that I don't think we can overlook. And when I try to explain literacy and basic skills to people who don't know much about it, and I explain that for many people, their entry into LBS is often the first time that anyone has provided them with support, encouragement, telling them that they're being successful. And what you've said a few times here, Kaylee, and I've certainly Ashley and I know from our years in the field, is that it's one of the really sort of, undervalued or understated benefits of LBS is the confidence building. And when we hear our learner stories, we usually hear the story about, I never believed I could have done that without the help of the folks in LBS and Employment Services, who for the first time showed me that I was capable of doing this work. So kudos. And I think your dual approach is an interesting model, and one that probably a lot of people listening to this podcast may have some questions about. So I have a question to ask. Mm-hmm. And last official question, although these podcasts do tend to take on a life of their own. And we ask in this series of podcasts, we're asking all of our guests the same questions And it's a broad one, which we ask you to interpret any way you like. The question is, what is one tool or one material or one resource that you wish people used more? So what do you find helpful? What do you wish people utilized more often that you found helpful in your work?
For me, it's honestly just accessing the services that are available to them. Our services are completely free, and it's so beneficial to help them re-enter the workforce or a classroom. It's the workforce has changed so much after COVID. Myself and my job developer, we work closely with employers, and they are just begging for employees, no matter what the skill level is. So now is really your chance, whether you're unemployed or not really enjoying where you're at right now, you're ready to move on to something different. Now is the time. Learn a new skill, find a new job, find something that's really going to make you happy. I think that's really what we've learned out of COVID is life is short. It's important to enjoy what you're doing, and it's never too late. I think I hear a lot from our job seekers or our learners. Oh, well, I'm just too old for that. There's no such thing. It's never too late. And just use the services available to you and find that perfect job, find that perfect activity that really brings you joy and makes you happy. I think that's the most important thing right now. And where maybe 2 or 3 years ago, maybe you wouldn't have qualified for that position that you've always wanted, but now, you know what? The employer is probably going to be willing to take a chance on you and train you. So now is the chance. Now is your chance. And I think we sometimes forget how important training is. So take the chance. Come see us. Take a training course here or ask your employer. Don't be afraid to ever ask and say, you know what? I've been thinking about going back to school. Can you help me with that? Or just learn that new skill.
Well, Kaylee, I want to thank you for today. What I've taken out of this is that you maybe should be an inspirational speaker. You know, you talked a lot about, you know, you were just sharing about finding your passion and not being afraid to take risks. And it's so lovely to hear that coming from someone in literacy and employment, because we know that you're really going to pump up the clients that come in front of you. You're going to give them the best skills, the best chance, find the right path for them. So thank you for sharing when literacy and employment meet and when somebody wears two hats and all of the benefits that go with that. And thank you for listening, listener. We look forward to getting connected next time.